Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise mostly sunny with our high nearing 83. Some showers may continue early tonight, then partly cloudy with a low around 58. Some sunshine throughout Friday with a high of 83 and partly cloudy over Friday night with a low around 54. Still staying sunny throughout the weekend, sunny on Saturday with a high of 82 and 55 Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 61 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With Memorial Weekend finally upon us, the Kansas Highway Patrol has announced another campaign for the Click It or Ticket, getting individuals to make sure to buckle up while they travel during the busy holiday season.
All across Kansas and the country, law enforcement will be partnering together to make sure that people are driving safely and using their seatbelts this Memorial holiday.
That was Lieutenant Candace Bashirs with the Kansas Highway Patrol on KSNT News, where she says not only do you need to worry about your seatbelt while you're driving, but also some of these smaller vehicles on the road, with May being Motorcycle Awareness Month as well.
May is Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, and we see more motorcycles traveling because the temperatures are getting warmer. They're a smaller vehicle, so they can get hidden in blind spots of vehicles, so people should take extra time to make sure that there's not a motorcycle in their blind spot.
They say nationally in 2020, more than 10,000 people were killed in car crashes, with 50% of them not wearing seatbelts.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're expecting a good run of 600 to 800 head of cattle. A few of our featured consignments this week will be 16 5 to 8-year-old pairs that'll have 150-pound calves at their side. Calves would be Charlotte Cross calves. Then we'll have two loads of mixed heifers that'll be weighing 875 to 9. And we'll have a load of mostly black steers selling this week that'll be weighing 850 to 9. If you want to see a full list of all of our consignments for this week and our upcoming sales, you can check that out on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any questions for us or consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a call at 316-320-3212.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54 and online at eldoradolivestock.com. A special election is set to be held on August 1st in Wilson, Kansas, to potentially disband the Central Kansas School District and shut down the 7 through 12 grade school due to a lack of funding. SKAC News reports that as of right now, enough petition signatures have been gathered to put the disorganization of USD 112 up for the vote in the August 1st primary election, with Bill Lowry, the superintendent, saying that if they do decide to shut down the school, there are 10 different school districts around the area that could consume the area.
We have 10 school districts that border our boundaries, so there'd be about 10 school districts eligible for territory to be assigned to them by the State Board of Education.
That audio from KAC News. School Board President Tamara Doty, however, says that she's trying to prevent that from happening.
Obviously, I want to do what we can to keep local control and keep the best interests of our areas, our rural areas, intact, and not leave it up to the State Board of Education to control the future of our school.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Going into the summer season also means air quality concerns across the Mid-America region from wildfires that happen across Kansas, Nebraska, and other places. But some air quality concerns have been happening over the weekend in Nebraska that are all the way up in the country of Canada. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that air quality has been affected from wildfires going on in Alberta, Canada, with some having visibility across the state being limited, reduced to visibility as low as half a mile, even in the Panhandle area.
We can't blame it all on Canada, though, as Mother Nature has directed the winds out of the north, allowing for the hazy mess to cross the border and drift out onto the plains. This has prompted air quality alerts across the entire state. I have to tell you, I don't think I've ever seen the entire state shaded in gray with this type of alert.
That audio from KSNB at local channel 4. They say most of the smoke had cleared out throughout the weekend as some of the high winds that moved that haze outside of the state. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall was in Morrillville Wednesday touring the State Line Dairy.
Very interested in their environmental program. Dairy's done an incredible job of making more milk using less resources, much less carbon footprint. Since we're writing a new farm bill, so I'm actually the ranking member on the subcommittee for conservation. So as we try to figure out what is the best way to spend these conservation dollars, I want to go talk to the farmers and ranchers themselves, sit on that tongue in the wagon, if you will, and see what's working and what's not working. And then it's fun to talk about the environmental side of this and what they're doing there on the State Line Dairy as far as recycling and, you know, taking this waste products from their cattle and then turning it into a fertilizer as well as bedding and then recycling the water as well. So, you know, much like people who were living this land thousands of years ago, we're trying to be very environmentally friendly, doing everything we can to leave this country cleaner, healthier, and safer than we found it.
U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, who stopped in Washington County Wednesday, will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, airing at 7:10 Saturday morning on KNDY. Marysville USD 364 School Board approved raises at their meeting last week, including $750 added to base pay for teachers, 3% increases for administration and non-classified staff, and a 20% increase of $21,000 for Superintendent Darren Schrader, who will be paid $125,000. Beatrice Middle School was placed in lockdown briefly Wednesday afternoon after a student had displayed and pointed a fake pistol at others on a playground. May 16th, Washington and Morrillville Fire Departments were dispatched for a report of a barn fire at 2269 Prairie Road. Anika Fonensteel of Lincoln, Nebraska is being held in Washington County Jail on $7,500 bond, pending charges of possession of stolen property, criminal damage to property, DUI, driving while suspended, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Marysville City Council met Monday in continued efforts to clean up nuisance properties in the community. Code enforcement reported that properties reviewed at the last meeting have been cleaned up and resolved. Four others were added with nuisance resolution notices, and four with condemnation hearings at Monday's meeting. Unanimous approval was given to proceed with engineering services at a cost of $128,000 for the South 10th Highway 77 project. That's expected to be a $1.7 million project. Council expressed concern that a final connection to the Spring Creek Bridge is not included, and the State Department of Transportation has not responded to requests to consider including the work. A bid for repair and overlay of North 17th Street adjacent to a new car wash under construction was tabled for review if adding curb and gutter would be worth consideration. The car wash developers did consent to sharing cost in repairing the street damaged by equipment during construction. The repair and overlay bid only was $45,000. Police Chief Matt Simpson presented a $50,000 bid for remote key control operations for the police department, City Hall, and Chamber and Main Street building, as well as a video surveillance system. Council consensus was to approve moving forward with installing the systems at the police department and the Chamber and Main Street building, and later review options for City Hall and the swimming pool. Washington City Council recently discussed options for resurfacing city streets, including milling and overlay, or recycling asphalt to reduce costs. Three blocks near the hospital are being considered, with estimates at more than $1 million per block. The annual Nickel Day in Waterville kicks off Friday evening with a burger bash, 5 until 7 at the community center, and a cruise night follow. Many other activities planned throughout the day Saturday in Waterville. Full details available on our KNDY website and our Facebook page. Hanover citywide garage sales are planned this weekend, beginning Friday with maps at several business and sale locations. Norbert Louis Soule, age 91, of Beatrice, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Interment Friday at 1:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Cemetery, rural Bremen. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary, Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Louis Soule. Marvell Boston, age 85, of Washington, passed away May 14th. A funeral service is planned Saturday, May 27th at 2 p.m. at the Morrillville Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the church. Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home of Belleville in charge of arrangements for Marvell Boston. A celebration of life service for Linda D. Slifer, age 71, of Frankfurt, who passed away November 22nd, is planned Sunday, May 28th at 2 p.m. at the Beatty Community Center, with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfurt in charge of arrangements for Linda Slifer. Janet Hill Adkins, age 65, of Barnes, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge for Janet Adkins.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, a pork tender with mashed potatoes, peas, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, a hamburger with baked beans, pea salad, and watermelon. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise mostly sunny with their highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Showers may continue early tonight, then staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the lower 80s. And partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still staying sunny as we head into the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers early on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And more showers are possible throughout Sunday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And some rain throughout Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May 79, record high on this date 97. The average low 57 and the record low 37. Sunset this evening 8:41, sunrise in the morning at 6:07. It's 59 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 25th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Florida Panthers are headed for their second Stanley Cup Finals. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports in Sunrise, Florida.
The final seconds tick away. This one's over. The Florida Panthers are going to the Stanley Cup Final.
The Florida Panthers are heading to their second Stanley Cup Finals thanks to Matt Tkachuk, who found the back of the net with 4 seconds left in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals with the Carolina Hurricanes.
Reinhardt in the circle, shot, and it's fought off by Anderson. Barkov right circle, down to the goal line, Tkachuk in first shot, he scores! Matthew Tkachuk, a power play goal!
Our thanks to WQAM, Kachuk's goal broke a 3-3 tie after the Hurricanes had tied it just 2 minutes earlier. The Panthers sweep the series 4-0. They now wait for the Western Conference winner. The Golden Knights look for the same result tonight, facing the Dallas Stars with a 3-0 series lead. Baseball. After being booed by the home fans, the Phillies' Trey Turner had an answer in the bottom of the ninth with a runner on and two outs, trailing the D-backs 5-3.
Swung on, hit high in the air, left field. Carroll's back, and it is gone! Game tied!
The call on WIP, that sent the game into extras, and Alec Baum won it with an RBI single in the bottom of the 10th. 6-5 Phillies, your final. In the Bronx, the Orioles were down 5-1 heading into the top of the 7th. After a 3-run home run by Adam Frazier cut the lead to 1, pitch hitter Gunnar Henderson came up with 2 on.
Henderson, ground ball fair, down the right field line, around third base comes McCann. Mateo getting the wave around, and the Orioles have taken the lead.
The call on WBAL, Baltimore got 3 more runs as part of an 8-run 7th to storm back and beat the Bombers 9-6. The baseball best Rays beat the Blue Jays 7-3. Down 3-1 to the Heat, the Celtics look to stay alive tonight in Game 5 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it is Thursday or Friday Eve, as we like to call it around here. And before we get going on this Thursday, let's first check back on yesterday because it will have an effect on today's markets. Here's how your Wednesday finished up. July corn finished at 587 and a quarter. Up 9 3/4. September corn, 515 and a quarter, up 3 1/4. Kansas City wheat for July finished 812 and a quarter, down 29 1/4. September Kansas City wheat finished down 26 at 807 3/4. July oats finished up 8 1/4 at 329 3/4. September oats finished at 334, and that's up 5 3/4. July soybeans finished at up 2 at 1324 and a half. August soybeans 1258 3/4, and that finished flat. Cotton for July 81.72 final price, down $2.63. Cotton for October $80.64, down $2.73. Taking a look at live cattle for June, final price $166.10, finished up $1.82 and a half. High 166.50, low 163.65. Live cattle for August finished at 164.12 and a half cents, up $1.55. High $164.55, low $161.82 and a half cents. Feeder cattle for May finished at $208.97 and a half cents, up $1.17 and a half. High 209 and a nickel. Low 207.82 and a half.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Common law marriage in Kansas is not what people may think. Cave State and Washburn Law School professor Roger McOwen discusses why this is a valuable topic for producers in Kansas, especially when it comes to succession planning.
I think there's still a lot of misconceptions out there as to what constitutes a common law marriage. Is it just enough to live with somebody for a long enough period of time and that's it? And that may not be the case. And this is a big deal because you might get the IRS that's involved if it's a large estate. You've got inheritance rights. If you are a spouse, you don't have certain rights. If you're not a spouse, you don't have spousal rights if you're not a spouse. And the property may go an entirely different direction than what was planned. So you either formalize the marriage with a formal ceremony or you make sure you definitely understand the Kansas rules for what it takes to create a common law marriage. And then there are others in other states that might be listening. There are just a handful of states that will recognize common law marriages. Most states don't recognize the concept to begin with.
There are three contributing factors to a common law marriage that McOwen reviews. They are all important, but one is crucial.
We have to clear three hurdles to have a valid common law marriage. And one of those is, of course, the parties have to have the capacity to marry. And that means they're of legal age and have the legal capacity to enter into a marital arrangement. And secondly, they have to mutually agree to be presently married. So there has to be some type of agreement. You can't force a common law marriage on someone. There has to be evidence of a present agreement to marry. And then third, the parties have to hold themselves out to the public as husband and wife. Now, that third one is most people would be familiar with that. That's what most people think. Well, we hold ourselves out to the public. We've done so, and I hear this all the time. 7 years isn't that the time frame? Well, no, not necessarily. You've got to have all of these requirements. The longer, the better, because it gives you more time to prove those elements exist.
He reviews the difference between intent to be husband and wife and being husband and wife. He also shares his recommendation with people when it comes to common law marriages.
You have to have an agreement to be married rather than just simply an agreement that is an intent to be married at some point in the future. You have to have an agreement to be presently married, not an agreement that is an intent to be married. So if you meet those three requirements and you have pretty good evidence and you really conducted everything as if you were a married couple, then we might get there. But the point is, if you're going to do that anyway, just go ahead and formalize it with a ceremony, and it'll eliminate a lot of this confusion.
That was a law professor for Kansas State University and Washburn, Roger McOwen, with information pertaining to common law marriages in Kansas. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday, sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Short run of cattle for the sale at 11 a.m. today, including three ready for grass. They're 18 months old. Two 3 to 4 year old Hereford, Red Angus Cross cows bred to gelding, Red Angus Cross bull. They're 8 months bred. One 8 year old Hereford, Red Angus Cross bred for fall calving. Four fall bred cows, running age. Six running age calves. Five black steers nevers weighing 5 to 600 pounds. 20 black steers nevers, 550 to 650. 70 mixed yearling steers weigh 7 to 750, and 29 black steers 9 to 9 1/4. Those early consignment listings for the sale today, 11 a.m. at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
From lemon juice to honey to olive oil, there are lots of natural ways to give your hair a soft shine. Today we look at what rhubarb can do from the old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this 2-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 25th, the 145th day of the year. Moviegoers lined up for the first Star Wars film on this day in 1977. There were strawberry blondes, honey blondes, and even bottle blondes. But have you ever heard of rhubarb blonde? Rhubarb contains an acid that makes it an excellent lighting agent for blonde or light brown hair. Here's how to use it. Scrub and dice the root or rhizome of a rhubarb plant. In a stainless steel pan, simmer a half cup of the root and a quart of water for about 20 minutes. Let it steep overnight and strain. Test your rhubarb rinse first on a single strand of hair. Just one word of caution, rhubarb root and leaves can be toxic if eaten, so keep them safely away from pets and children. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, and it's 61 degrees. Highs around 80 on tap as pleasant weather continues today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Yesterday in the Big 12 baseball tournament, Kansas State got hammered by TCU 16-3. They will now move on to today's loser's bracket and play number one Texas. The reason why the number one seeded Texas Longhorns are in the loser bracket is because the number eight seed Kansas Jayhawks beat the Longhorns 6-3 yesterday. So Texas and Kansas State will play today, 9 o'clock. The other game in the Big 12 Conference Baseball Tournament is Oklahoma State versus West Virginia. Oklahoma State got beat by Oklahoma 9-5. Texas Tech also won against West Virginia 6-2. Due to weather, the American Athletic Conference Baseball Tournament didn't happen yesterday for the Wichita State Shockers. They're already playing in the loser's bracket. That game against Houston has been rescheduled for this morning. Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA playoffs is tonight. Boston and Miami. Miami leads this series at 3-1.
While only sending 11 competitors to the Mankato Rock Hills 1A Regional last week, the Axtell boys were able to come home with not only the regional team title, but also send all 11 boys to the state meet this weekend in Wichita. Capturing 4 gold, sophomore Brandon Schmelsley placed first in the 100, 200, long jump, and triple jump. Not to be outdone, junior Grady Bussing placed first in the boys' 800 and 1600-meter runs. Sophomore Dalton Heinen finished third behind Bussing in the 800-meter, while fellow sophomore Gavin Shaughnessy also placed third behind Bussing in the 1600. Freshman Landon Smits placed third in the 110-meter hurdles while taking home the gold in the 300 hurdles with a time of 42 seconds. Sophomore Rylan Bussing was able to place third in the 400-meter dash, while in field events, junior Sawyer Dieters brought home a first-place finish in discus with a toss of 140 feet and 2 inches, while also bringing home second in shot put. With nearly a clean sweep in the relays, the Eagles were able to take home first in the boys' 4x4 and 4x800-meter, while grabbing a second-place finish in the 4x100. On the girls' side, sophomore Kylie Smith held her own as she punched her ticket to state with a third-place finish in the 100 hurdles, along with a fourth-place finish in triple jump. Sending 14 competitors to the state track meet this weekend, the Frankfort Wildcats youth shone bright at the Mankato Rock Hills 1A Regional last week. In boys' action, sophomore Lane Loizo was able to finish third in both the open 100 and 200-meter races, while fellow sophomore Ty Smith was able to finish third as well in pole vault. Senior Fred Hyde was able to place fourth behind teammate Loizo in the open 200. Beating out tough competition, the group of Carter Olson, Brock Armstrong, Fred Hyde, and Lane Loizo were able to bring home the gold in the 4x100-meter relay with a time of 45.22 seconds. For the girls, junior Hattie Gross finished fourth in the 200-meter dash, Alexis Dollinghouse finished fourth in the 100-meter hurdles, while in the 300-meter hurdles, Emma Hardwick finished third and Braylee Ebert finished fourth. With a very good showing in the 4x4 and 4x800-meter relays, the girls finished second in both, while the team of Ellie Studer, Emma Hardwick, Hattie Gross, and Alexis Dollinghouse brought home gold in the 4x100-meter with a time of 52.46 seconds. The state track meet kicks off tomorrow at Cessna Stadium on the campus of Wichita State University. Thank you for the TVL Spotlight on Facebook for placing in times. Stay tuned right here all week as we highlight our area student athletes during the spring sports season.
Waterville's annual Nickel Day celebration is Saturday.
kicking off the Lions Pancake Feed at the Community Center from 7:30 till 10. Plus games 10 to 2, a car show, plus beer garden, food trucks, rail rides on the Central Branch Railroad, and more. It's the annual Nickel Day celebration Saturday in Waterville. An invitation from the Citizen State Banks, Waterville, Marysville, and Hanover. Better products, better service, better banking. Citizen State Banks, member FDIC. The Warehouse Thrift Shop in Waterville, always accepting donations of good, clean, used merchandise. All proceeds of merchandise sold will benefit Twin Valley Developmental Services. And Cottage Hill Ag Supply. Darren Jacobson is your channel seedsman and offers precision planting products, Kilbro seed tenders, and Martin Row cleaners. Find Cottage Hill Ag Supply on Facebook.
I'm gonna cry.